Hi, I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University in Bathurst. I recently challenged my students to produce a pilot segment for a podcast. As you listen, you should note that these are mostly first-year students in their very first session studying communication at Charles Sturt Uni. The students had to come up with an idea for a compelling and worthy story, do the background research, record the interview, and create their pilot podcast to share with you. I'm very excited and proud to give you this sneak peek at some of our future media storytellers. In this episode, Emma Cam touches on issues of mental health around bullying and body image pressures for young women, how these play out in social media, and how educators in single-sex schools are trying to help. And a warning that some listeners may find the issues in this story upsetting.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Mental Health with Emma Cam. I'm your host, Emma, and today we're going to touch on some of the challenges that young women and educators may face while working at same-sex schools and the struggles young women face with bullying and body image pressures on social media. Today we are speaking with a dance teacher who is at the forefront of tackling these issues at a prominent North Shore all-girls school. She's working hard to build a body positive narrative with her students and create a safe and supportive platform for them to grow, learn, and thrive. It is an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today, Katrina, to provide some insight into how the education system is attempting to tackle these issues. Let's get into it. Now, this is a challenging time for the youth of today. With Beyond Blue reporting that females are more likely than males to experience depression and anxiety in their lifetime, and that major depressive disorders are more common in young people than children. Young people are less likely than any other age group to seek professional help, with only 31% of young women with mental health problems having sought any professional help. Now, those statistics, they're pretty confronting.
There's been some discussions that all-girls schools, you know, they may suffer emotionally or socially in those single-sex settings. Do you identify with that?
From my observation, I think it allows for them to be more open about what females endure and go through, and so I think it's a safer space.
As part of the school's strategy to improve mental health, they're now running, as part of their curriculum, a program that builds social, emotional, and physical intelligence. They cover topics of body image, eating disorders, with some of those heavier topics being covered by guest expert speakers.
Have you identified or seen that social media pressures has caused a rise in anxiety or depression, suicides with the girls at your school?
Listening to the students and maybe working with them through their challenges with social media, the biggest issue is probably that they can never switch off.
Yes, and I suppose with that's also the same for bullying, is that when you go home, there is still access to the individual through their devices, through social media.
In Australia, around 1 in 2 people will struggle with their mental health during their lifetime. So it's important to learn about mental health in order to look after your social and emotional well-being. It is such essential work that educators like Katrina are carrying out with our students. If you found today's episode interesting and you would like to learn more or are looking for support for a loved one, please head over to Beyond Blue at www.beyondblue.org.au.
You've been listening to a pilot podcast produced and presented by one of our very talented Charles Sturt University communication students. Right from the start of their degrees, our students are encouraged to use their own instincts and identify worthy stories for diverse audiences. We hope you found today's episode interesting. Your storyteller was CSU communication student Emma Cam. The episode was produced for 2MCE by David Cameron. I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University. Thanks for listening.